Hello. This podcast introduces you to Sailor Society's Crisis Response Network and how it can help when you're experiencing a crisis. Your company or organisation will most likely use this cycle to highlight the various resources they have at your disposal. Whether it's a traumatic event, a concern over your emotional health, or if you just need a listening ear, we want you to know that you are not alone. Welcome to Gavin Lim, Sailor Society's Crisis Response Network Coordinator for Asia. Hi, Gavin. The Crisis Response Network is now available to seafarers and their families and shore staff. Why is it that Sailor Society is going down this route of expanding this?
The main reason is because seafarers, their families and shore staff have a lot on their plates. For seafarers, they are not only faced with a pandemic which saw them being stuck on vessels, but also with fears of possible piracy attacks, criminalization, and most of all, worries over their families' health and safety. And for the family members of a seafarer, they're also going through a lot. In recent times, a family member not only faced the pandemic, but saw some of their loved ones being stuck on vessels. And in some cases, also with the challenge of the partners struggling to get a contract in a world where the borders have been closed. It's understandable that the fears over their health and safety are ever mounting and constantly playing on their minds. At home, the family member has been coping with the tremendous stresses of living during a pandemic. The responsibilities towards those who are left behind are significant and can be very stressful. For shore staff living in a pandemic, it has been equally traumatic. Being locked down, unable to move freely and go to work left many anxious and depressed. So for Sailor Society, it is important to reach out to the whole ecosystem seafarers operate in.
Yes, it's been a really tough year for everybody. Can you perhaps share some stories of cases that you've handled over the past year? I appreciate that all the cases that the CRN handles are strictly confidential, but perhaps you could sketch some scenarios that seafarers and families were faced with and how you assisted, but do that confidentially?
Yeah, sure. There was a case of this seafarer who stopped work before the pandemic due to a serious health condition. He reached out to us for financial help so that he can help pay, you know, his medical expenses. We promptly did this, but unfortunately, he passed away about 2 months later, leaving behind his widow and three young children, the youngest being only 2 years old at that time. This was at the height of the pandemic, and the family was struggling with daily living and school expenses. We discussed the situation with the widow, and after having looked at a potential income stream, we provided her with a monthly grant over 12 months that would help with the family's finances, giving her enough time to recover from grief and move on.
That's really good news, Gavin. It's true, isn't it, that when something happens to a loved one or indeed yourself, you know, it could be a sudden illness, it could be an accident, could be living through the pandemic, as we've all done over the last 18 months, or indeed a natural disaster. It gives rise to all kinds of powerful and disturbing emotions. What emotions and reactions can you expect when you're faced with a crisis situation?
Immediately after such an event, it is common for people to feel shocked or numb or unable to accept what has happened. You may also be in denial, acting as if the event never occurred. Because you are unique, you will therefore react in a unique way. You will go through your own process to get to grips with what has happened. In this time, it is normal to experience mixed feelings, being scared, feeling powerless, angry, guilty, sad, or even feeling ashamed or embarrassed. These are all normal. Physically, you may struggle to sleep, have night terrors or nightmares, headaches, changes in appetite, and experience fatigue. But remember, it is not you who is abnormal. It is a situation you were exposed to that is abnormal. In general, these emotions will settle in time without needing professional help. But we all need a helping hand from time to time, because when a crisis event happens, we are usually thrown off guard. our thought process could be adversely affected, and with the increased stress, we could then find ourselves not being able to cope. We get overwhelmed. So events like this can turn into a scenario where you will feel helpless and anxious, and where there's a risk of harm or danger to yourself or to others. This is the time to reach out for support. And we want to invite you, reach out. We want to assure you that you are not alone.
So if you are affected by a traumatic event that happens, could you perhaps give us a few pointers for keeping in mind after something like that has happened?
Yeah, sure. When a crisis event happens, we usually get thrown out of balance emotionally, physically, and psychologically. Our normal thought processes could be affected. So it is important, I think, the first thing is to recognize this and then take a step back at the first opportunity. Find a quiet spot if you can and calm yourself down by using simple techniques like deep breathing exercises. And then we have to recognize that it will take time to get to grips with such an event, which might take weeks or months. So some patience is needed. Learning to live with the new reality, if the reality has changed after such an event, is an ongoing process. Number two, we will need to connect with others who knows what we've been going through. Sharing your feelings and story with someone who truly understands because of your shared experience can make your load lighter. Learning from how they're handling the aftermath of the event can be very helpful. Third is to ask for support. And this is not always easy. You have to trust friends and family to help you where and when needed, because you are important to them. Make use of resources like the Sailor Society's Crisis Response Network if you need to. Number four, remember, you are important. Being strong for others is important, but to play that role and to heal your own wounds, you need to take time for yourself. Focus on you. You are as important as those you support. Number five, take small steps. Do things bit by bit. Set small objectives, and when you accomplish them, celebrate. The sixth would be, if you feel it can help, find out what happened. Now, when a crisis event happen and your thought processes are all jumbled up, what you think and what you perceive of the incident could be very different from what actually happened. An example would be, you might feel very guilty after an accident, and you think you might have been the cause of it. So at the first opportunity, when you're calm and composed and you need to clarify, this is the time to do it, because facts can help us heal. But then I have to say that you have to be really careful about exploring the facts, because reliving the experience could bring about more negative emotions. Yeah. So it's really important to ask someone you trust to do this together with you. Or you might need to work with a professional who will be able to guide you through the entire process. The seventh point is routine helps. So eating, sleeping, exercising are key building blocks of how we feel. Make sure you get into a routine as soon as possible and do these basics right. The last but not least is to challenge yourself to do things that are normal. Sometimes getting back to the things you did as part of your everyday life is a challenge. Try to identify the normal things that you're not doing anymore, like socializing with friends or reading a book or watching a movie. Challenge yourself to do this one at a time until you get back in the swing of things.
And that's really helpful, Gavin. Thank you. You mentioned there about making use of resources like the CRN network. Can you tell us how the CRN works and how seafarers and their families and indeed shore staff now can make use of this service?
The crisis response network has two parts to it, two components, an internal component and an external component. So internally, the CRN draws upon our chaplains and other colleagues around the world. This allows us to provide 24/7 coverage, to have language capability so that we can respond to people from countries where majority of the seafarers and the families come from. And then it provides us with different skill sets like pastoral care, para-counseling, crisis intervention, trauma reduction and recovery. And we need all this in order to support a combination of situations that you as a seafarer or your families could be facing, where spiritual and general wellness are affected, and also to individuals and groups experiencing psychological crisis. And then externally, we have a network of medical and allied health professionals whom we can draw upon to provide a range of medical advice. These people include medical doctors, psychologists, and professional counselors. Making use of the CRN service is really easy. All you need to do to contact the CRN is to use one of our helplines and the direct chat facilities. All calls and chats are confidential. We take concerns raised seriously. And if needed, this will be raised with our regional coordinators and managers to activate further assistance. We will continue to provide our presence and the care that we are giving you until the crisis is over for anyone that comes to us.
Gavin, thank you very much.